Quotes made their way around yesterday. Za'Darius Smith gushing about Detroit, wanting to be a Detroit Lion. So what's the holdup? John, I think people are going to hold it against Brad Holmes if they don't get this guy here. Doesn't have to be today. Doesn't have to be there by the start of training camp. He's a vet. But when you make it as clear as he did, I want to chase a championship playing for the Detroit Lions. I want to be in Detroit. The only reason he wouldn't be here then is if Brad doesn't see it that way.
That's a possibility. And I think there are just a lot of fans that if Brad Holmes doesn't do what they think is best, they're going to hold it against him. And it's the fan. It's the right of the fan. Yeah. But I do think there will need to be some analysis of the context of why he wouldn't be here. He has said, and in very bold and plain English, we both know where I want to be. Hopefully I can get back to Detroit because the coaching staff, blah, blah, blah. And then he ends that sentence. There's more that he says, but he says, hopefully I can get back to where I want to be in Detroit.
Yep.
So it's very clear he wants to be in Detroit. Then he goes on to talk about, I've had the sacks. I've had all of these different accolades, all pro, pro bowl. But what I don't have is a championship. And in saying that, he believes Detroit can win a championship, which I think we all believe that they can win a championship.
Yes.
There's obstacles. One of those is an edge opposite Aiden Hutchinson. He talks about that as well.
Look, if you're going to go from a top five, maybe top two offensive line, to maybe not even a top 10 offensive line, you could make up for it by trying to have a top 10 D line, right? That's one way to do this. Fingers crossed, Hank Fraley gets the O-line in order by the postseason, young players and all that. But having a dominant defensive line to counteract some slippage up front on the offense would be nice. Za'Darius Smith was a highly productive player here. He played 8 games, had 4 sacks, and from the moment he arrived in Allen Park, only 2 players had more pressures in the NFL. So,
yeah.
And by the way, we're talking Myles Garrett, Micah Parsons. His impact was noticeable without Aiden. The idea here is you'd have both of them. And Za'Darius is not signing a Trey Hendrickson-level contract. He's a vet at the end chasing a title. A short-term deal for a position of need, although that may be a point of contention with the Lions that it's a position of need. But this would make them so much more dangerous on defense to have pressure from both edges.
Well, I mean, if you just sat down Brad Holmes and said, would Za'Darius Smith be better for this defense than Josh Pascal or Marcus Davenport? He is not going to sit there and say, well, we're just fine. That's not the question. The question is Za'Darius Smith better than those players? And the answer is simple. Yes. Now it's going to come down to, as you mentioned, would a short-term deal get it done? He's at that point in his career. How much does he want to be in Detroit? How much does he want to play for a championship? How much does he want to do all of those things opposite Aiden Hutchinson for what price and for how many years? Because of the available free agents, and I haven't done the deep dive into all positions. He is one of the best available free agents that has not signed at any position, but especially he's the top edge defender that has not been signed to a contract. And it's not because no one wants him. I'm sure he's had offers from a number of other teams. If it's simply, I want to be in Detroit, I do believe it will get worked out. I don't know if it's sooner than later, but at some point before the season begins, I do think he'll be a Detroit Lion.
So the last contract Za'Darius was on was a 2-year, $23 million contract, roughly $11 million a season. The Lions thought that was too much, and some of that was money that would have rolled over beyond next season.
Right.
But that was too much.
They cleared the books.
Yes.
Now they have a chance to start fresh.
I make the claim that the Lions would want him on a number less than 11.5, and that Za'Darius would know that's kind of where the Lions' line in the sand is because they didn't bring him back at that price.
At that structure.
Fair.
Okay.
Fair.
Yes.
I'm not trying to get too in the weeds with you on this. I'm just trying to simplify it for people.
So
the
there's
Lions
a way
have,
to get him the same amount of money, but the different structure.
There's all kinds of games you play. You add a void year and you throw in a delayed bonus. Whatever you got to do, you can make it look like a 2-year deal, but it's only a 1. Look at DJ Reed's contract.
Yeah.
It's DJ Reader, the big guy up front of the D-line.
Yeah.
He's got like a deal that's a 5-year deal that's really only a 2-year deal. Like you can play all kinds of games. My point is, in terms of cash going to Za'Darius Smith, I'm imagining it's going to be less than the deal they cut him on. So this is not a break-the-bank situation. He has to know it. He verbalized, I want to be here knowing that, knowing he harpooned his leverage. I just want to be here. I'll walk barefoot uphill both ways. My girl's here. I love it here. I want to win here. If he's playing for the Buffalo Bills, yeah, I'm going to be upset. I think Lions fans will be upset.
I'll be upset if it's something that we feel that the Lions could have handled in terms of the contract structure. So if it's Buffalo, if it's Baltimore, if it's, God forbid, Kansas City, Philly, or anybody in division, if it's Washington, you know, in the conference, yeah, everyone has a right to be upset if he's not here. This would be a better defense, a better defensive line, and your chances of winning a Super Bowl go up if Za'Darius Smith is here. I'm not going to hold it against him until I know if he just didn't simply could have spent the money, but didn't.
Ticket texters, no, I wouldn't hold it against Holmes if Za'Darius isn't here because part of me thinks he's asking for too much money. Comes out and says this because if it doesn't happen, the Lions look bad instead of him looking greedy. Jeff on a roof. He thinks he's playing the PR game.
Again, he's going to sign somewhere and we'll know what he signs for.
Yes, I would hold it against the Lions if they don't bring him back. You traded for him. You vetted him. He's a good culture guy. He produced. We saw last year the struggles on the D-line. I know we have other holes, but a solid guy opposite Hutch would be ideal, especially because we don't know what Hutch is going to be this season.
All of those are variables. And your level of confidence or lack of confidence in Hutch and in his recovery all plays a part in your opinion of whether or not it's a huge deal, a little deal in regards to Za'Darius Smith.
Texter says he forced his way out of Green Bay and Minnesota in the messiest way possible. His eviscerated bridges on his way out, but sure, keep telling me he's a good locker room guy. He flat out is not. Unnamed Texter.
Well, at different points of your career, you want different things. And if when he was in Minnesota or if he's in Green Bay, I can tell you where he didn't force himself out of was in Cleveland.
Cleveland, yeah.
He was traded. And when he says, I want to win a championship, and I don't care about the All-Pro, I don't care about the Pro Bowl, I don't care about those things, I want a championship ring, you are allowed to change what you want through the course of your NFL career.
Smith did not play good last year. He's not worth it. He's past his prime. I'd pass on him from a ticket texter. I don't know where we're getting this from, guys.
Well, is he past his prime? Sure.
Fine.
Yeah.
He's not peak.
But you're not paying him as a prime player.
You're not paying him Hendrickson money. It's why this is the more attainable option. Hot take. Pascal coming up from his rookie year to now has gotten better. He's getting a lot of training camp buzz in the past. He may be the unexpected surprise this year, similar to how Torkelson and Mize have been for the Tigers, projecting 6 to 10 sacks for Pascal.
If that happens, great. Why not have three of them? And I know we're going to go down the whole Brad Holmes
talking
all of this stuff, but if that's a bit of a gamble, and what you know is it's the bird in the hand versus two in the bush, right? Do you want to have the hope of Josh Pascal continuing that trajectory? I don't even know if that's not what I expect of him.
No, I don't expect that either. I'd be pleasantly surprised. We had Brad Holmes on the show and we asked about Edge and I said, hey, do you understand why people are asking this question? He goes, no. He's pretty blunt about it. He's like, no, I don't know why everybody keeps asking me about Edge. And then he turned into, we don't need two elite guys. And I tried to clarify, like, it doesn't have to be two elite guys. Fans just want a little more than they have. And we were almost having two different conversations, but he made the point, and he's made the point repeatedly. I don't get why the reporters are asking. The reporters are asking because the fans want an edge. He doesn't get why the fans want a second edge, and he even said it's almost like having Aiden has made people mad. I mean, he said these things. So I view it as he's the obstacle here to adding Za'Darius. Za'Darius has publicly taken away the obstacles. So it does put the ball back on Brad Holmes. And if he doesn't make the move, you guys tell us. I mean, guy's still a damn good general manager. No one's going to put pitchforks and run him out of town, but would you view him differently? Would it make you upset if he passed on Za'Darius?